The basics of life are always thought of as the constant and easy to obtain. In spite of claims to the contrary, economic recovery still eludes many people, which creates challenges in obtaining those basics, which include food. In New Jersey, for example, over 1 million residents are dealing with a lack of a proper amount of food that's classified as food insecurity. And that's why the event taking place today that my first guest is here to talk about is a vital key to solving the problem of hunger in northern New Jersey. Joining us with the details about the 24th Annual Action Against Hunger Food Drive from Kumak Echo in Passaic County is Lynn Bruger. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And learn more about the Action Against Hunger Food Drive. It's the obvious location on the web, actionagainsthunger.com. And when you look at the food pantry situation, Lynn, in your case in particular, and I think it's reflective among all those who are going to be the recipients of those who donate later on today, what has the demand been like over the course of time in the past year?
Well, you know, in 2014, Kumak saw its highest number of folks coming to us in need in our 30-year history, and we are on track to meet or exceed that next year. We happen to be the largest feeding program in Passaic County, but we also run a group of member pantries called the Community Food Coalition of Passaic County, and all of the member pantries have reported similar rise in need. So we're all seeing more and more folks coming to us, wondering where their next meal is coming from, having difficulty stretching their dollars. You know, many of our clients are folks who are working minimum wage jobs or living on fixed incomes, folks on disability, senior citizens, and it's just being harder and harder to make that enough to get, as you said before, sufficient food to fill our needs.
And those on the outside looking in who aren't in that position where they need a food pantry or food assistance, how much of a false or incomplete impression are they under when they think, well, people in need, there's the SNAP program, otherwise known as food stamps back in the day. And again, not knowing and not realizing realities, a lot of people think that one program covers all the needs.
Right, absolutely. Well, SNAP is one of those programs that has been consistently cut over the years. It is a safety net for many, but frankly, at this point, many families receive pennies on the dollar to what they used to receive from SNAP. So there are folks who are receiving maybe $9 a month are their SNAP benefits. That's a senior citizen that may be receiving. And that's enough to cover a meal for some of us, not to help to provide food for an entire month. And so we do have a number of clients who receive SNAP benefits, and it is still not enough to feed their families. We're just coming off of the summer months, where all client numbers in pantries tend to rise because there are families whose children typically receive free or reduced price lunch in school. And when during the summer months when they're not able to get that resource, they're looking for other avenues in order to feed their children, and so they turn to pantries. So the timing of this food drive is vital for that because it helps us to replenish supplies that were exhausted during the summer months.
As well as looking ahead to, you know, we have the holidays coming up, and certainly food is always a part of celebration, not just day-to-day life. And we're talking about people who are just in need of the day-to-day food, but it would be really extra special if the Action Against Hunger food drive today from noon until 4 brings in enough where come Thanksgiving and Christmas, no one has to go through a holiday with a light or even an empty pantry.
Absolutely. You hit on it just right. The end of the year also we see a spike in need. Fortunately, there's usually a height in giving because people are thinking about others during this time. It's a time where we're communing with family and sharing meals together, and we recognize that other folks should have that privilege as well. But the winter months are really difficult for folks who are maybe seasonal workers, people in construction, things like that, that are making a good wage at other times of year. But when the work exhausts, they're not able to even feed their families. And so it is hugely important that we get enough food today to get us through that holiday season.
And with Lynn Bruger from the Kumak Echo Food Pantry in Passaic County about today's 24th Annual Action Against Hunger Food Drive, happening from noon till 4, actionagainsthunger.com is the important website because that is where the locations are too numerous to mention to you here on the air. They range from locations everywhere from Pagoda to Glen Rock, from Inglewood to Palisades Park, from Chester to West Orange, and pretty much every other point in between all throughout northern New Jersey. Just think, if you're in northern New Jersey, any major supermarket and even some independents, they're a drop-off point. And think of this, too. It's Sunday. How often do you go shopping on Sunday? How often have you plucked the flyer out of the entrance of the supermarket or out of your paper this morning? Do you see something there for a dollar, $2 maybe? Something on special, $3 for $5? How about taking that $5 and making that into a donation for the Action Against Hunger food drive? It's really as easy as that, Lynn. And if everyone listening, everyone walking into one of these participating supermarkets today does something with that philosophy in mind, this could be a huge year.
Oh, you're so right on. And even if folks, you know, forget as they're walking through the store to grab something, if they can hand over a dollar or a few dollars on their way out, we can provide a meal for folks in need for 57 cents. So we can stretch your dollars incredibly far to help folks out.
As far as what is primarily needed for donations of food items, what are some of those things?
High protein items are always in high demand. So your canned meats like tuna or chicken, soups and stews, particularly at this time of year, you can get a complete meal out of a can, which is a wonderful resource. And then also some dry goods like cereals, pasta, and rice that families can turn into inexpensive meals and kind of stretch that resource are great.
You know, think back for you listening. Think back to your college years when money was kind of lean. Some of the creative things you used to do with bare essentials.
Exactly. Very true.
You can actually come up with some. I'm fortunate enough where I'm not financially challenged, but one of my favorite things in the winter is taking plain white rice, boil it up, and there's a buffalo wing blue cheese dressing, and I dump that onto the rice.
I can't tell you how many times in college I ate rice with eggs.
Yeah.
It was a quick added protein into it, and both relatively inexpensive at the time.
And it's filling and cheap. So that's, you know, back in those days, those were the two prerequisites.
We weren't, absolutely.
We weren't concerned too much about health. We wanted to be as healthy as possible, but if it was cheap and filling, that was the top of the shopping list. So, you know, here are some stats just to underline the importance of your participation today in the Action Against Hunger food drive. 1 in 7 people in New Jersey are facing hunger. Over 1 million residents living in what's classified as food insecure households. Of that 1 million, 375,000 of them are children. And thinking of Lynn's neck of the woods in Passaic County, over 62,000 people, 21% of children, are food insecure. And CUMAC, they feed 40,000 people last year. That's the size of two capacity crowds for a Rangers or a Knicks game in Madison Square Garden. Put that into perspective. And this is just an example of Passaic County. You can go through the state. I've talked with many food pantry administrators, and there are times of the year where they have to tell families that have come in, well, we don't have as much as we were hoping for. We've got some stuff, and that's not exactly what you want to be able to have to tell a family in need. And that's why your participation today in the Action Against Hunger food drive with everything, anything from a dollar in cash to a couple of dollars in a food item, and even if you could do more, that's a wonderful thing. If you are thinking of stopping somewhere for one of those overpriced and lacking of taste breakfasts at one of those fast food joints, skip that for a day and use that to buy some healthy food for a family who has a need. And if you go to actionagainsthunger.com, you can find all the locations from Bloomfield to Midland Park, from Paramus to Clifton, from Chatham to West Milford, and there's so many points in between. If any of those towns in Livingston and Englewood, in Boonton, major supermarkets like ShopRite, Stop and Shop, Kings, if you have any major market in your community in northern New Jersey, that's one of the drop-off locations for your food donations and your cash donations from noon until 4 today. Canned meat and fish, canned fruit, 100% fruit juice, pasta, stews, some soups. Those I looked at one of the flyers for a supermarket. I think it was ShopRite. They have a great sale on soup today. You can pick up a few cans of that. Rice, cold cereal, peanut butter and jelly. Who doesn't like that? Baby food and formula, diapers and pull-ups, toilet paper, paper towel, some of the necessary essentials of life. All inexpensive. And if everyone who is being made aware of this food drive going on today, the Action Against Hunger food drive, takes part in what to you might even seem like a small effort that won't make a difference. You add all those efforts together, a big difference will indeed be made. It's the 24th Annual Action Against Hunger Food Drive happening today, noon until 4 throughout northern New Jersey. Learn where, learn what you can do to be a part of it, make it work at actionagainsthunger.com. And from CUMAC, Echo, and Passaic County, we've been joined this morning by Lynn Ruger. Lynn, Best of success with this year's drive. Everyone before has been a success, so I have no doubt about today. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks so much for having us. Hope to see you all out at the sites today.